This is VOA News via remote. I'm Liz Palka. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden introduced his top healthcare officials on Tuesday. The group will quickly face the country's grim world-leading coronavirus statistics, nearly 15 million infections and more than 283,000 deaths. The president-elect tapped former Congressman Xavier Becerra to be his health and human services chief to lead the country's fight against the virus. Becerra will oversee millions of vaccinations in the coming months. He also picked Dr. Anthony Fauci, the country's top infectious disease expert, as his chief medical advisor on COVID-19, the disease caused by the coronavirus. The president-elect picked Dr. Rochelle Walensky, a top expert on virus testing, prevention, and treatment in the eastern state of Massachusetts, as the director of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. President-elect Biden is set to be inaugurated on January 20th. He has vowed an all-out fight to control the pandemic and called on Americans to wear face masks in public for the first 100 days of his presidency. Hungary and Poland gave no ground Tuesday in a row that has blocked the European Union's budget and economic recovery fund. But the Hungarian prime minister said he hoped the dispute could be resolved at an EU summit this week. Poland and Hungary are blocking about $2.2 trillion in funding because they oppose a clause linking the release of funds to the rule of law. EU leaders will try to reach an agreement to unblock the funding at a summit that starts on Thursday. Indian doctors have found lead and nickel in the blood of patients who have succumbed to a mysterious illness in the southern part of the country. More than 400 people in the state of Andhra Pradesh have fallen ill. You can read more about this on voanews.com. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal judge said on Tuesday he had been leaning toward denying a Justice Department request to drop the criminal case against former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, but he was forced to dismiss it after President Donald Trump pardoned him. In a 43-page opinion, U.S. District Judge Emmett Sullivan said that while he was required by law to throw out the case, he was not persuaded by many of the arguments that prosecutors previously made in urging him to dismiss it. A retired Army General, Flynn, pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI about interactions he had with Russia's ambassador to the United States in the weeks leading up to Trump's inauguration in January 2017. He later sought to withdraw the plea on the grounds that prosecutors violated his rights and duped him into a plea agreement. His sentencing was deferred several times. The Ethiopian government says its forces shot at United Nations staff members in the country's embattled Tigray region on Sunday. The shots fired after the staffers breached two checkpoints. Senior government official Redwan Hussein told reporters in Addis Ababa on Tuesday that the incident happened as the UN team tried to reach the Shemelba camp for Eritrean refugees. He said security forces opened fire when the UN staffers tried to pass through a third checkpoint. Hussein also said the staffers were apprehended but have since been released. A UN spokesman in Nairobi did not immediately respond to requests for comment. Two protesters were shot and killed on Tuesday in the northern Kurdish-run region of Iraq. The protesters were part of the renewed demonstrations against Kurdish political parties, Reuters citing two local officials. The officials, including a health source, said one protester, said that one protester had been shot dead by guards at the headquarters of the Kurdistan Democratic Party in the town of Takya, west of the city of Sulaymaniyah. Iraq Kurdish authorities issued a ruling on Tuesday banning movement between the city of Sulaymaniyah and other surrounding towns for the next 24 hours in an attempt to stop unrest from spreading. The New York Times is reporting that Christopher Krebs, the former head of the U.S. Cybersecurity and Critical Infrastructure Agency, which was tasked with helping guard the 2020 U.S. presidential election from hackers, has filed a lawsuit against President Trump's campaign and one of his lawyers that he made threatening remarks during a television interview.